How does this work?
Ryan, is this thing on? Oh, we're recorded?
Ryan! Welcome to Quarantining
with the Chris's,
the podcast. The Chris's are proud to present today's sponsor,
Leafy Organics. Leafy Organics Prana, made with organic turmeric and ginger.
Decreases inflammation, improves brain function, benefits heart health, and improves joint condition.
Yes, go to leafyorganics.com or on the gram at leafyorganics, that's L-E-E-F-Y. Get 15% off your first purchase with our code. Chris, what's the code?
Discount code QWTC. Also, a very special thank you to all of the Chris's team members who have donated at patreon.com/QWT.
Chris's!
Ryan, start the show! Not that Godfather, Ryan. It's not that Godfather. No, not at all. Oh, the sunset. Am I going to be the person that wears sunglasses while the sun's setting?
You could be the person who wears sunglasses indoors. That could be your new thing.
Oh, like Corey Hart, I wear my sunglasses at night.
It's a good song. I prefer Stunna Shades.
Stunna Shades?
Yeah.
No, Ryan, yeah. You don't know Corey Hart. You weren't born in the 80s, were you? That's tough.
Yeah. Heart throbbing.
Heart throbbing
since the 80s, Chris.
Ryan it? Yeah.
Ryan.
What time are we going live today? I think we're going bi-coastal. It's ambiguous.
Ambiguously bi.
No. Oh, we're live? Oh, I'm sorry, folks. Ryan.
I'm moving to country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. If I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day.
And we're live. Welcome to Quarantining
with the Chris's.
I'm your host, Chris.
I'm your host, Chris.
And we have a very, very special times 62 edition.
Wow.
One more than Roger Maris.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Hola, hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining us. If you have a consonant, a vowel, or a number in your name, record to the Chris's. We do this live every day that ends.
And why?
It does not start with
S.
Hopefully we'll never use those voices again. We have a very special PSA as well, which we actually skipped yesterday.
Oh, we did skip that yesterday. Please wear a mask and practice social distancing.
I think what he's trying to say is please wear an effing mask. And if you're not staying inside, please stay away from people. If you're across the pond, it's 2 meters. And Yael said, you are better painters than singers.
Well, that's not saying much.
we really tried. The little bicycle horn today, Ryan.
That's still the tricycle.
Yeah. We have been singing now for 100 and a zillion episodes at this point. But thank you again for joining Quarantine the Chris's. We have shirts available. There's actually only two left from season one. Special edition Quarantine the Chris's season one t-shirt. If you wear a medium, it's available. If you don't wear a medium, just...
Season two shirts are available.
Just buy
it.
Yeah. What do those look like?
They look like this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. These are individually hand tie-dyed by actually the best artist we know.
We know a chair artist.
Well, actually, we know another tie-dye artist.
We do.
Actually, man, take everything back.
That doesn't count. Ryan, we'll just skip that part and we'll get to another part. Our community cause all week is Wild Landscapes International.
Yes, Wild Landscapes International partners with diverse stakeholders and communities to conserve large natural landscapes and for both wildlife and people.
Wild Landscapes International works under the radar to put high priority conservation actions in front of decision makers across the globe. If you're currently on the World Wide Web, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Periscope, go to wildlandscapes.org. Or if you're watching us on Instagram at wildlandscapes_international and go help save some wildlife.
Go help save some wildlife. You can even send your Q&As to Amanda from our Monday episode. She's open to answering any questions, even if you have 25 followers.
Yeah, even if you have 25. We're also have a podcast, which people probably don't know about, but we just got put on CastBox. I don't know what that means. But we have tried to get on every, basically every platform, and now we're on every platform.
I think that makes sense, Chris.
That makes sense?
It makes sense. I think CastBox goes to the new Xbox, and that's why they're turning on Fire, is because we've just come to the new Xbox.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. We're the reason that the Xboxes are catching on fire.
Man, yeah. Who would have known, Chris?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
We do have to pay the bills.
Yes, we are a sponsor today. Buy our favorite coffee, Cafevo. Oh. This is the Mexican blend, Chris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And they use a multi-patented healthy roast process. There's 200% more antioxidants than most coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like a blueberry in every cup?
I think so. You know what? Let's give away a bag today.
We're giving today. Away a coffee today.
Ryan, play the giveaway song. No, nothing.
This is the giveaway song. Boo doo 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 giveaway. Boo doo 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 giveaway.
We'll be doing a giveaway of this wonderful coffee, available in all Bristol Farm stores, and also soon to be their cold brew in Trader Joe's, hopefully.
Yeah.
But if you guess the safe word emoji of the day, or for the best question, you will get a bag of our favorite coffee.
We already have three questions coming in, Chris, before our guest is even
three
come
questions?
On.
Or yeah. I don't know if that's three. I think there's requests. We have a we have a hostile takeover. We have a hostile takeover request. Never been done before. We have people fighting within the same household in order to get on Quarantine with the Chrises. How you doing, Mrs. Wozniak?
I didn't mean to do that.
Well, you know what? You might as well intro your son, I believe. Is that right?
All right, I have to be careful. So what do I say? Introducing live from Boston, Massachusetts, my son?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, I'm going to go now.
All right,
thank you for joining us.
It was nice seeing you.
You too, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. that was Mrs. Wozni, who is Ryan. We got our guest on. You hear that live from Boston.
Yo, were you guys talking to my mom?
Woo! Wait, time out. Ryan, you got it? All right, we're good, Ryan. Back on board. Get the guest on.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, whose hair is longer right now? Either of ours or yours?
Little Bo Peep is hair's longer.
little Bo Peep?
Yo, what? Were you just talking to my mom?
You know what? We were. A P.A. Wozni had requested to join in by accident, she claims. But she wanted to be the Bruce Buffer to your championship pedigree.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I'm sitting here waiting to come on because I always get kind of nervous before I come on in front of like the audience of thousands and like I always have this chant I say to myself and like get ready, get ready, get ready, and then I look over, my mom's already ready and she's crushing it already. So that's pretty cool.
We thought it was gonna be her. It would have actually been a lot better for our ratings, but either way, it's nice to have you on.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. Yeah. She had to work, so I told her she gets off at 8:30. So if we're still on here by then, I got
Cheers.
My shirt on.
Oh wow!
Wow! That's a season one exclusive. How's it going to have a shirt that doesn't even exist?
You're one
anymore.
Of like two people that have it. And so here's where we are with the hair, bro.
Nice.
We can do this.
We love the hair. Did you? It looks like you might have got. Did you trim it a little bit?
No, but I have a mustache for November.
Oh, wow. That's what you call that?
Interesting.
I've been trying really hard, Chris. Please don't be negative.
Oh. I like it. I like the combination you have going on there.
Well, the problem is I can't wear all three. Because I can't go to parks and like schools or like
yeah
Right. So his social distancing is actually like by a judge. It's legal, 500 feet.
500 feet. Yeah.
I have a legal social distancing of 500 feet from certain people.
Yeah.
It's all right. You got kind of like a combination of Tom Cruise and Last Samurai, a little Matthew McConaughey going there, and also I think who's the brother in Napoleon Dynamite? You got that vibe going with you too.
Pedro. Vote for Pedro.
Speaking of voting season, you came across a mural of two of the candidates making out. Where did you find that?
I found it on the internet where I get all my facts and where the truth is spread.
The truth is spread on the internet.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you've been on Facebook lately, but I from what I understand, every single person knows what's going on about everything. So if you just read everything like it's the truth, your whole world, you don't have any more questions.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
No questions.
Taking a quick break here to pay the bills. Ryan, can you cue up a little ditty here?
Well, that's funny. We actually do have some questions from the audience.
Oh, we got one.
Actually, three questions from one Big Jefferson 93 remotely sent in.
Oh, wow. It's our first carrier pigeon question.
One. Why do the Jets suck so bad?
Because we're trying to make the rest of the teams look good.
Interesting. Interesting method.
Also, too, keep in mind, we're trying to prevent the Giants from making a mistake within the first number one overall pick. So we're making sure we get it so the Giants don't, so that you guys are saved from the pressure of having the first overall draft pick.
That's a great segue to our second question from Big Jefferson.
Yeah.
Why do the Jets love USC quarterbacks so much? Are they going to draft one this year?
I sure hope not. Slovic is the quarterback for USC right now, and no, they're not. They're going to go for a guy from Clemson named Trevor Lawrence. Hold on, I'm eating some I got some Motsy balls.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. Those look like Oreos or Cheerios.
They could be. But yeah, that's who we're definitely going with. So we'll see. But yeah, the Jets aren't a good football team, man. So what happened? What's going on? What are you guys? Why are you asking me to be on your show? Is it you running out of people?
Well, we had Ryan actually make a request. Yesterday was 11/11, make a wish.
Yes. Foundation.
Okay. Ryan did some research and realized this was your 11th appearance on Quarantining with the Chrises, a record. So congratulations. Your prize is right now, on your chest.
Actually, yeah.
I got my tie-dye one too, but I wore it for the voting night. And
nice.
Trevor will not go back to school. He will not go back to school.
Mike Gardner, biologically might be my father, says Trevor won't play for them. He will go back to school.
I sure hope not. I would go if I was playing. I would go back to school. So, I would take dance or something, theater arts. One more year.
What type of dance do you think you would take?
Ballet.
I almost was Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh wow!
I can see that.
Really?
You kind of have that hunchback. He's in that one, right?
No one drinks like Gaston. No one drinks like Gaston. No one. Da, 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 da. That's it.
Wow. I hope to see you on Broadway's Beauty and the Beast coming up soon.
Tale as old as time.
I hope so. So are we ready to get this interview going? Because I got some questions. Where are you guys going? Is this it? Is this the last time you're in the house together? Like, what's your status?
Wow,
hard-hitting question. We're in Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you. We had a trip planned, but you decided to ship up to Boston. And last time we checked in with you, you were in a German beer hall for Oktoberfest.
Cincinnati?
It was in the Sunshine State, I think a city in Germany named Cleveland, Ohio.
Ah.
Yeah.
What's round on the outside and high in the middle? Ohio.
I think Oreos.
Oh, Oreos.
That actually works too. The double stuffed is high in the middle and the round on the outside.
You know what? You want to hear a horrible fact about mega stuffed Oreos? They just blow air in them. They're not even more cream.
It's just air?
It's just air. They puff up the air inside the Oreo to make it look bigger.
Really?
And they charge more. Geniuses.
There's less Oreos because the stuffing takes up more room.
That's genius.
It's really interesting.
And the double stuff, they actually don't prefer.
Some people prefer the double stuff.
Do you prefer your double stuff with aloe vera or honey?
That to me sounds like a horrible mixture, or the mixture we've all been looking for, because like a little bit of sweet and a little bit of settle the burn with a little mint on there. I mean, I don't need aloe vera now, man. My tan's gone. There's no sun here.
How was your journey across these United States of America, all the way from Los Angeles to Boston?
Oh, the journey went pretty smoothly. No cars broke down. Colorado got a little hectic because those roads get pretty windy. But, I mean, I saw some of the most beautiful things. Everything was really timed perfectly. Like, we would leave. We were worried about getting the Horseshoe Bend on time, but we got the Horseshoe Bend as soon as the sun went down. So it was like we got there, we made it, you know, and then we drove to the middle of the night. So, yeah, I could tell you a little bit of the synopsis of the story. Sure. Or the trip. So we started in Arizona and we drove through the middle of nowhere. And I'm introducing my brother and my sister-in-law to Navajo tacos. Have you guys ever had a Navajo taco before?
Are those tacos made by the Indian in the cupboard?
Yeah. So he comes out of the cupboard and he makes this puff pastry, puts like chili that you'd get in a can, pours it all over the puff pastry. And then they put lettuce, tomato, and a little bit of Mexican cheese on it. And
really?
That's a Navajo taco. And we had one of those. It was pretty gross. No offense to the Indian in the cupboard, but that was pretty nasty. And then from there we went to Horseshoe Bend. We got there as soon as sunset came. And it was pretty crazy. Everybody's social distancing, of course. For some reason, every time I go to a national monument in this country, someone decides to talk to me about how, you know, I get strangers that walk up to me and talk to me. I have one of those, I have kind eyes. So people want to come up and talk to me.
It's because, as Ryan put here on the teleprompter, he considers you fluffy.
Yeah. Huggable, I call it. it's COVID. We're driving across. So then we went to Arizona. And then we drove through the middle of the night after Horseshoe Bend. Everything got dark. I swear to God, I probably drove 3.5 hours and I went straight and made a left, and that was it. Like, I made two turns. Like, I turned my blinker on one time in 3.5 hours. I was supposed to make a left. And it was pitch black. We got to an Airbnb in the middle of Colorado. It's called Cortez, Colorado.
Where the Mayans were.
So that's where the Mayans were. That's where they built their pyramids.
Yeah. Ponce de Leon. Found you.
Yeah, I think Don Quixote. So we went there, and then we woke up and we were in the middle of this like amazing farm field. It was like almost surreal. You open the door and it looked like a postcard outside. We couldn't even see.
Thanks for sending us one.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe in the postal service.
Great band.
So we drove from there. We drove to Moab, Utah.
That's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Why would you go backwards, though? If you're in Colorado, why would you go back to Utah?
Interesting.
It was a 4-hour drive to Denver, and by going to Moab, it only had an extra hour and a half, and it was just somewhere else to go in between and split the drive up. So, but it was awesome. I mean, the cool little. Have you been, Chris? I'm sure, Norx. I'm sure you've been in Moab.
I saved on my destinations. I didn't make it up there.
It's such a cool little tiny city outside of the campground there. You have to, for anybody who's watching, all five of you, if you go to Moab, for some reason they only let a certain amount of people in at a time. So we didn't get to go in, but we turned around and went to a really bomb burger spot and had some cheeseburgers. We drove.
Sounds amazing.
Were they Native American burgers?
No, it's Utah, so it was...
The Ute burger.
A Mormon burger.
Oh.
The polygamy burgers.
Polygamy burger.
As soon as you eat them.
It comes with as many toppings as you want.
as many toppings, doesn't matter. You can have as many on top as you need. any dipping sauce you need, whenever you need it, you just dip it. But all the
you have to be married first, don't you?
Yeah, but that's just a technicality. And you need three. All the beers are 3.4, 2 point something percent.
I think it's 2.5 or 2.75.
Yeah, it's like a special rule. And then if you eat there, because like a funny story, a long time ago, I went to Cheesecake Factory before a flight, and I was in Utah, and I'm like, hey, can I just get a Manhattan? Can I just get a drink? And I drank two of them, and she goes, what do you want to eat? And I go, I don't want food. And she goes, no, in Utah, you have to eat if you're drinking. And I was like, well, that seems like something you should have told me before I sat down. You know? But then they
it
went
seems like
the
something
wall.
You want anyway.
You should have just ordered a bowl of ice cubes. Because you said that you could consume ice, right?
Yeah, huh. But when I'm at the Cheesecake Factory, you know I'm getting the Buffalo Blast.
Oh, Buffalo Blast and Adam's Peanut Butter Pie.
I don't know who is that dirty?
That's just the name of a wonderful cheesecake there that'll give you a tummy ache immediately afterwards.
I'm pretty sure everything gives you a tummy ache at the Cheesecake Factory.
That is also true.
I think that's why they have three bathrooms.
Vitamin water energy drink? You guys remember ever having the vitamin water energy drink?
I never consumed that product.
No, but just a vitamin
water. Yeah, I had a sip of it one time, and I immediately had explosive diarrhea and had to run to the bathroom. Like,
wow,
perfect. Clean out the system.
Wonderful.
I've never sipped something or eaten something, and in 10 minutes, and like not even 10 minutes, like a minute and a half, been like, I have to go immediately home or find a bucket.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like an immediate horseshoe bend over.
Yeah. And interesting, your MC, P.A. Wozni, said he asked to ring the Liberty Bell, and Art of Our Century said, I like tacos. Hard-hitting
facts.
And now, brought to you by Undisclosed Sponsor.
So do you
want... Oh, wow. Oh, well, that shirt is machine washable and available at QWT.
Chris's.
Hold on. If QWT.
Chris's.
Chris's.
QWT?
Chris's.
Right on. So,
right on. So yeah, Moab, and then we went to Denver for the night. We drove through the Rocky Mountains for a bit, and then headed over to Omaha, Nebraska. Had some sirloins there. From Omaha, Nebraska, we then drove to Chicago, which is a great city. Fun story about Chicago. We stayed right outside. Super awesome. Deep dish. Amazing. We had a couple cocktails, though. I had to pee. So I was like, you know what, though, I hate all the restrooms are closed because of COVID, you know, damn COVID. Do you guys do that on purpose? Do you guys drink at the same time? Do you guys like a rule? That was good. You guys have like synchronized drinking.
Not sure what you're referring to. Ryan, you got, yep. Oh, all right.
So I got to find a place to pee. So I'm like, I'm going to run in the alley real quick. I go run. I'm like, I'm about to pee, and I go, man, I go, this is a beautiful city. I hate to do this. And then I look down, and there's a shit. there's a poop there. So I was like, oh, okay, someone already picked this spot out. So, and then, man, the deep dish and all that good stuff. From Chicago, we went to, I think, from Chicago, we went to Cleveland.
Sunshine.
Sounds like you got a steamer before you went there.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, bro.
Wow.
Fun fact about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the museum's in the basement. Not a lot of people, like, when I was there, so we got there at 4 o'clock, the museum closes at 5, and they say to us, they go, you have to go see the show. The show's amazing. So they send us upstairs to the show. The show, we're waiting a line for 15 minutes. The show takes about 15 minutes. It's 4:30. We got 30 minutes to look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we're upstairs. And we see all this cool stuff. We go down the escalator, see all this cool stuff. We got about 15 minutes left in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're like, wow, this museum kind of sucks. So while everyone's in the gift shop here, I take the escalator downstairs, walk up to this guy standing next to two big doors. And I go, hey, what's in there? He goes, the museum? I'm like, what? So I call everybody. I'm like, yo, guys, I'm like, upstairs is like I don't even know what upstairs is. Like, yo, the museum is downstairs. And when I tell you, like, this museum is so sick. Like, it's a museum, legit. Like, we should have done that first. But we didn't even know it was down there. And so, yeah, I found the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in a museum in the basement, and I had to get everybody there. So that was Cleveland. Cleveland was pretty sick.
Wow, Cleveland rocks.
Yeah, and then we went to that beer place, which we didn't even know was really gonna do all that, but they had Oktoberfest, so we got wild. Socially distanced though.
Did you stand on top of the table and pour beer on yourself like your compadre across the room?
Ziggy Zaki, Ziggy Zaki.
Oi, oi, oi.
That's the rule, man. I got a big mug too that I successfully drank 4 beers out of last Sunday, and then I fell asleep.
Oh, wow. And also on your trip, as you're discussing, the godfather of the program, founding member of Quarantine the Chris's, Justin Badger-Wazzy, his trip from LA to Boston. Now he's reached Cleveland in his storytelling, and I believe you wore, tell me if I'm wrong, maybe 1 or 2 pairs of underwear and the same exact sweatpants the entire trip.
And socks.
Yeah. Well, I pack light, you know, I'm shifty.
Oh. Yeah, I had a pair. Shitty or the shifty?
That's what you call it.
The big problem is I brought 3 pairs of shorts, 1 pair of sweatpants, 1 long sleeve shirt, 2 tank tops, and a t-shirt, probably.
What did you travel on to only carry that much? Were you like flying on like a shopping cart?
No, I was driving cross country. I just had my carry. This is my bag I used while I was traveling. But here, the whole thing was poorly thought out because I clearly did not anticipate the fact that Colorado was 40 degrees and, you know, Ohio was 30 degrees. Can you flip those and turn them, put them at 400?
Yeah, 400. No, 425. Get them cooked quicker.
What are you cooking?
Making chicken wings. I made a garlic parm. I also made the Wingstop blue cheese from scratch.
No way.
Really?
Those are the garlic parm wings, yeah.
No, Ryan, no. There's garlic parm. No. Ship it over here.
Do you make
them in your home? I have a meeting at 5. I thought I'd be at 8, I told you. So,
I feel like you're in a closet, though.
Yeah, what is your background?
I'm doing this. There's my dad eating a chicken wing.
Hey, Box.
Hey, Mr. Ross, how you doing?
They're all mad because they're eating cold chicken wings. And there's the princess. Hold on.
Oh.
Yo, look what I made the princess. I made her a little charcuterie. Boys.
That looked like blueberry.
Wow, you went to Trader Joe's
without us?
Wow.
And you already know what this is.
Is that Gouda?
Aged Gouda, baby.
Wow. Is that aged 1,000 years?
That's barbecue buffalo wings. So nice, I had to dip them twice.
Ooh. Wow. What's the celebration?
We made it to Thursday.
Oh.
Congratulations.
We're proud of you.
Tomorrow's Manhattan Fridays. And let me have the Masters on Saturday while wearing fancy shirts and I'm smoking a pork belly.
Ooh.
That sounds like great mushrooms.
Could be.
All right. So last time you left us on your trip, you were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where you found it with 15 minutes left to spare. Where did you go? Who did you see? Who did you play with?
Hendrix. And then they had a room. The coolest thing, they had every genre where it came from. They had that whole thing. But the coolest room, when you're standing in there, and there's just everybody's guitar that had donated. You're just standing there with like everybody's guitars. It was pretty cool. So, yeah, that's what we did. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then from there, we went to the home of LeBron James, Akron, Ohio.
LeBron James.
Stayed the night. LeBron Drives, stayed the night.
At his house?
There was, yeah, he let us in. He went to the Promise School. He gave us a tour.
Wow.
A lot of great things going on there. And then we went to Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, Canton, Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh! Wow, someone's up at work.
There is the most famous and not even arguably, I would definitely say the most delightful Wozni in the household.
Yeah.
Huh. She is the most delightful Wozni in the household.
Yeah. Oh, a hot question just flew in here. Questions from around the world. Was that an eating contest? Wow.
Oh, that's nice. That's what a piece of shit.
Obviously, extraterrestrial said, oh, hi, oh.
That's why it's round on the outside and high in the middle.
There you go. It's obviously an extraterrestrial.
Yeah. Did you hear about Mars?
Did I hear about Mars? No.
Oh, the red planet.
The red planet. I'm thinking we all come from the red planet. They say there was like, it's basically just a dried up Earth.
Oh, wow.
Is that what you think?
Well, just some research that I was doing, aka I read a Facebook article. So,
yes, it's probably QAnon.
Facebook would mean it's real.
Yeah, it's true. So you left us off at LeBron James hanging out with him in the locker room at his mom's house.
We went to LeBron James' house, and it was pretty fun. We went to the Football Hall of Fame, and then we drove over to the Niagara Falls.
Beautiful. Oh, the Niagara Falls.
I have a question for you, actually. If we could go back a second to the Football Hall of Fame. So do they have Adam Gase's bust there yet or not?
They will never have it there.
Huh. That's funny, because the third question my brother asked is, why do they love Adam Gase so much?
Ooh. I'm not sure why they would do that.
Interesting.
They don't want to get rid of him. That's the problem.
Hmm.
They should.
If your lovely better half could hear us, she should clap twice if she's in danger in Boston.
I think she's fine.
She's far away. She can't hear you.
Xmas Story House, mark.
The Christmas Story House. Yeah, the Christmas Story House is there, too.
Oh,
was there a leg lamp in the window?
Was there a leg lamp in the window? No, I didn't see it. I didn't go there, but it's there. There's a giant stamp.
There's a stamp?
There's a stamp?
Mm-hmm. By the Postal Service?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't approve of the Postal Service.
No, a giant stamp that you stamp things with.
Oh, but you can't triple stamp a double stamp.
No, you can't.
Never. Double stampsies.
No, that doesn't work.
Thank you for listening. We're going to take a quick break here we'll do a commercial, I guess, right? Does that sound right? Ryan, cue it up.
All right, so you left us at the Liberty Bell? Niagara Falls.
I go to Liberty Bell.
Niagara Falls.
Yes, we went to the Football Hall of Fame, then Niagara Falls. Got there just in time. Had some chicken wings in Buffalo, and then headed to Boston. And that's been it, man.
Wow.
That sounds like a wonderful trip. Yeah. I'm glad you got there while wearing one pair of socks.
It would be nice. Yeah. One pair of socks and one something else.
One pair of sweatpants? Hats. Mustache.
Hats. One hat. I had my traveling hat on.
You have a travel hat?
Yeah.
Wait, and what does that travel hat look like?
It looks like Crocodile Dundee would wear it.
Interesting. I didn't know. Did you donate that to the Steve Irwin Foundation or the Bob Ross Foundation after you were done?
Steve Irwin Foundation?
Not the Stevie Steve Foundation?
Oh, Stevie Steve, man. He's out there still.
Good luck.
Stevie Steve, if you're watching, clap twice if you need help from Benjamin Kelly.
I don't think he's on here.
No, I don't think he is. I don't... That's a concern.
I can't even see who's watching. Who's watching?
Stevie Steve is not watching.
I'm not watching.
But he may be still out at the water.
Could be.
I don't think he's ever left.
He's still in the ocean.
Still in the ocean.
And it's nighttime. We're concerned mildly.
Not concerned at all.
Zero.
Zero concern.
Who's that? Who's the person? Who's that? The chick that called me? Is it a girl that called me a beach whale?
Oh.
Oh, I think she was referring to the beach and the whale that was back there.
I just want to know who I'm going to send their information to spam the shit out of them.
Okay. We like Spam Musubi here, if you want to send it
I'm
over.
I'm a big Spam Musubi fan.
I'll send you as much spam as you need. So, yeah, why are you guys leaving? Like, what do you guys, what's your plan? You guys are
No, we have zero plan here, Justin.
When's the last show that you're in the house?
We have no plans. We also haven't leaked the worldwide exclusive.
Do you want to leak it here first,
you
Justin?
Could, yeah.
Yo, you guys are leaving. It's out. You guys are splitting up. The Chris's are no longer staying at the tree house. The tree house is being burned down. The tree house is down.
Yeah, no, thank you for letting everyone know.
We were down at Cabo. The DJ, Spinny Turn Wins.
DJ R. Ian.
Ooh. R. Yeah. Jan.
That's your DJ?
R. Jan, yes.
R. Jan. He's in the kitchen. You spin him. No, no, you're still not allowed to eat. No, no, we know that.
Ooh. Did you hear that?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I let you. I'm sorry I did that to you guys. My bad.
Did you hear that?
I don't know what you're talking about. You let everyone know.
Is someone peeing?
Sorry, we have weak bladders here as well, Justin.
Excuse me?
God, this show has become something amazing, huh?
It's become something amazing since you left. Our weak bladders, because you've inspired us. We have Gatorade bottles attached underneath the table now.
Yeah.
You know, if you're outside on the beach, you know the rules. Dig a hole.
There's no rules.
It's just right.
There's no rules.
Hey,
Justin.
Hey, Justin, the godfather of Quarantine, Chris is Wozni. There, when you're here, you're family.
Olive Garden.
And there are no rules. It's just right.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Outback.
Oh.
Oh, I love Outback.
And we'll leave the light on for you.
Motel 6. Oh, yeah, we had that one. That's good. That's good, man. Oh, something the other day happened, too, that I was like, oh, man, the Chris is you argued over this for hours. And it was just like, ah, he's right. Damn.
Good stuff. Game.
We have a few questions, just from our follow-up questions.
Oh, a couple questions, yeah.
I'm not answering any more questions from these assholes you got watching, though. What?
Eating asshole, not too bad. We're speaking of, how was your better half's trip up to Salem? She looked like she didn't learn the trick how to cut your hair.
She didn't learn how to cut my hair. My hair is a topic of conversation. But she liked it. She liked the trip. It was pretty cool.
Is she officially a witch now?
I think so.
Really?
She's got a spell on me.
Ooh! Wow, that love potion working.
Number 9, I think.
Ooh, 60.
Number 16. You guys.
Well, Justin, we're excited to see you, hopefully, on the East Coast or West Coast soon. What do you have in store for the rest of 2020?
Nothing. I'm rebuilding a basement. And then hopefully to start working and I don't know, man, just trying to get through the rest of the next couple months and, you know, hopefully survive out here in the Northeast.
All right. Well, so, what do you plan after the next 2 months when you finally get the Claus's vacation? What are you planning on doing then?
I'm going to Miami Beach.
Benvenido?
Ben Calenido.
Benvenidos a Miami.
Oh, wow.
Party in the city, the heat is on.
All night to the break of dawn?
Oh.
That's it.
I think I remember that. That's from the Puff. Is that the Puff?
I think it's the Puffy Daddy.
It's Big Willie Styles, Will Smith.
Oh, Big Willie. Ah, Big Willie Styles.
Nice. We don't know about that.
Not familiar. No idea what he's talking about. Never heard of him in my life. Ryan, you look that guy up?
All right. Do you think we can get one more?
One more what?
Ziggy Zaggy! Ziggy Zaggy!
Oi, oi, oi! And that's it. Now I'm out of booze. Does that mean the show's over?
You're welcome. Yes, it does.
You guys got a lot of people on here?
Yeah, we have about 6,000.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 6,000 on here.
Nice, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are they, did they all watch later in the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Thursday, there's other things going on.
I wrote a letter to all of my social media influencers that I follow saying how great you guys are, and hopefully they pick you guys up, like John Kransky.
I've actually reached out to him multiple times because he originally stole our idea with his show.
He did. He stole it. That's why I was like, hey, because you stole the idea from them, you should go. You should show up. Because you stole the idea from us, you know, as a major producer of the show.
Yeah, he was in a show about, like, a workplace. I don't think it was that popular.
No.
No, I think, what was it called? The house?
The
space.
The co-working space?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The WeWork.
The WeWork.
Called the WeWork, yeah.
Yeah, we should make a new one. Just call it WeWork.
You know what? There we go.
And
there
we don't work at all. Dude, this is great, guys.
See, that's the thing. You just did what I do. The sounds are really cool, too. All right. How are you guys going to do the show when you guys are...
We're all moving to Boston, and we're going to be making WeWork in your basement.
You can work in my basement anytime you want.
You know what? Ooh, okay. Well, the godfather, according to the Chris's, Justin Badger Wozni, your basement is richer and more important to us in our hearts than the basement of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Good. Because that's where the museum is, so I'm more important than the museum. I appreciate that. So, all right. Well, I got to finish making dinner, guys. But do you have any more questions for me? Because I feel like we're running close on time, and you guys should do.
Right. Oh, we gotta go. We got. We're doing that tonight. No, okay.
We're trying to get Wingstop here tonight.
Get it. Send it.
Send it.
Yep.
Send those matzo sticks. Ooh. Send those big matzo sticks you got.
You like those pictures, right?
I do like those pictures. Do you think you could put a melted mozzarella stick in between Cheerios to make a long skinny matzo? That's what I want.
I wouldn't have Cheerios with a mozzarella stick. That sounds gross.
It sounds tasty to me.
Sounds wonderful. Justin, thank you again for being a quarantining with the Chris's record 11th appearance. Fun fact.
No one's even close.
No one's close. One of your you were the MC. The lead-up presenter, the Bruce Buffer for Gianna, I believe.
Yes.
You were a on-the-street correspondent, I believe, more than once.
Twice.
And according to Ryan's notes here, a guest and has shown your face live on Quarantine the Chris's 11 times now. Possibly 12. In 100... it's actually probably even more because he was on Ryan's summer vacation. It's probably 12, but who cares?
Oh, yeah, I didn't get that.
Ryan's summer vacation.
So you are actually 11, 12.
Yeah, in what, 171 Quarantine the Christmas episodes, you've been on 12 times. Ryan, you forgot your summer vacation. You weren't even here.
This is it, though. This is my last one. So
really?
I appreciate you guys. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm moving on to other things.
Oh,
so
man.
This is going to be the last quarantine.
So you're going to break our heart over live TV?
Guys, I just got to say, I think it's been great. I think what you guys are doing every week is terrific. But I got to expand my portfolio a little bit. I've been here, I've been there. I got to figure it out, but I wish you guys nothing but luck, and I'm happy. Number 12.
You said it'd be forever.
I'm glad.
You said
it. I hate when it. This is getting weird.
What does forever mean to you?
I don't know. Ryan.
To me.
All good things come from them, guys.
The day I die.
We gotta go. We gotta go, folks. Quarantine the Chris's.
Bye.
Goodbye, guys. And I'm going to find
thank you for listening to today's episode of Quarantining
with the Chris's. Please support our GoFundMe benefiting Okaizu Children's Cancer Camp. Search No Hair for Care on GoFundMe.com for more information.
Connect with the Chris's on our website, qwtchris's.com, and on Instagram, YouTube, the Facebook, Twitch, TikTok, and even Twitter, at qwtchris's.
Catch us live across all social media every day that ends in Y, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ryan, end the show.